As officials across the country review their city's fire codes, local fire marshals are stepping up nightclub inspections. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton followed one inspector as he made his rounds this week in Ypsilanti.
John Ichesco fought fires for 10 years. He's been Ypsilanti's lone fire marshal for 9. On the tall side, average weight, gray-haired, Ichesco looks much like any other nice older man. But in uniform, he gets noticed.
Okay, we're coming into the back of Theo's, which is how we're going to get in today, because they're not open. But we caught the owner here doing some book work, and we're going to go through a place I haven't been in a while.
Theo's appeals to the college crowd, grungy and dark, where you don't have to dress up to drink beer and hang out with friends. The first thing Ichesco does is look up,
rather than down, which I could probably trip, but
to see if each exit has a visible sign over it. He checks for fire hazards, like a space heater in a paper-filled office. Owner Serene Tangalakis is hovering nervously nearby. Ichesco asks her about the fire extinguishers.
Behind the bar, right about where you're standing, under there is where it sits.
Okay, it should never be on the floor.
Because
metal, moisture, and it'll start corroding, and they're under pressure. That and get tripped over and knocked
ABC
over.
ABC Fire and Safety's been doing this for years and has never,
well,
ever
I gotta
said
talk
that.
To those guys.
Outside Theo's, Ichesco says he usually persuades club owners to fix something that's wrong. He's only had to issue 6 tickets in 9 years and shut down a club once. Ichesco has had problems at his next stop, the Wooden Nickel, a club with a history of brawls and overcrowding. He's let in by George, an employee who's having a drink at the dimly lit bar before it opens for business.
Hey,
George, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Fire inspecting is the art of mixing common sense with state fire code. Ichesco says he doesn't like the slope that connects a later addition to the original room of the building. People could trip on it and pile up, trying to get out in a panic. Ichesco lets it go, though, because older buildings are given some slack. But some things here have to be fixed, and soon.
Yeah, you gotta get this exit light going here too, buddy. As well as your emergency lighting.
How come it didn't go on when you just pushed it?
Because it needs a battery.
These violations aren't minor, but Ichesco trusts the current owner to call him next week and let him know everything's been fixed. The last stops are Pub 13 and Club Divine, Ypsilanti's newest side-by-side clubs that can accommodate 1,200 people. These clubs are lavish and airy, with a massive bar and 2 pianos in one and a high-tech dance floor in the other. Owner Dave Curtis says he's always stressed safety. Even so, he considers the disaster at the Rhode Island Club a wake-up call.
The next day after it happened, we had a meeting with all the security, the staff, and management, and started going over policies and procedures and making sure everything that we were on board with everything.
John Ichesco says most fire codes rely on 1940s Navy field tests to see how many sailors could get out of a 36-inch hatch in a hurry. Club Divine and Pub 13, with their large exits, have no problems there. And Ichesco will make sure of it. He says he's not well recognized out of uniform and has dinner with his wife at a different club once a week to see how clubs operate when crowded. It's another way he tries to minimize calls to his fire department.
We don't catch everything and nip it in the bud. It's gone. We don't have enough people. We have six firefighters on duty every day. That's it.
Back at the fire station, Ichesco fills out the paperwork and arranges for follow-up inspections. He says he does have a few concerns about current fire safety standards, but his biggest worry is budgetary. There's talk of teaching owners to do self-inspections to save money. In light of the incidents at the clubs in Chicago and Rhode Island, he thinks that's not the way to go. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ypsilanti.